The bushes that skirted the shore flew past with the velocity of lightning as I dashed on in my flight to pass the narrow opening. The outlet was nearly gained. A few seconds more and I would be comparatively safe, but in a moment my pursuers appeared on the bank above me, which here rose to the height of 10 feet. There was no time for thought. I bent my head and dashed madly forward. The wolves sprang, but, miscalculating my speed, fell behind, while their intended prey glided out upon the river. Nature turned me toward home. The light flakes of snow spun from the iron of my skates, and I was some distance from my pursuers when their fierce howl told me I was still their fugitive. I did not look back. I did not feel afraid, or sorry, or glad. One thought of home, of the bright faces awaiting my return, and of their tears if they should never see me. And then all the energies of body and mind were exerted for escape. I was perfectly at home on the ice. Many were the days that I had spent on my good skates, never thinking that they would prove my only means of safety. Every half minute, a furious yelp from my fierce attendants made me but too certain that they were in close pursuit. Nearer and nearer they came. At last, I heard their feet pattering on the ice. I even felt their very breath and heard their snuffing scent. Every nerve and muscle in my frame was stretched to the utmost tension. The trees along the shore seemed to dance in an uncertain light, and my brain turned with my own breathless speed. Yet still my pursuers seemed to hiss forth their breath with a sound truly horrible, when an involuntary motion on my part turned me out of my course. The wolves, close behind, unable to stop, and as unable to turn on the smooth ice, slipped and fell, still going on far ahead. Their tongues were lolling out, while their tusks were gleaming from their bloody mouths. Their dark, shaggy breasts were fleeced with foam, and as they passed me, their eyes glared, and they howled with fury. The thought flashed on my mind that by this means I could avoid them, namely, by turning aside whenever they came too near, for, by the formation of their feet, they are unable to run on ice except in a straight line.